Indian Hills, like you said, they sound like they're the real deal this year.
Yeah, they are, you know, and they play 13 guys, you know, pretty religiously, and all 13 guys are pretty talented. So, yeah, this just it was, you know, basketball is a lot about matchups too, you know, and that's a tough matchup for us, just with how they play and style of play and all that stuff, with us being shorthanded and whatnot. And, you know, we didn't play very well. I thought we played pretty good for about 12 minutes of basketball there, and had our chances with them, and we're kind of, you know, right there. And then once they made their run, we never got stopped, and we never were able to make a run of our own either to get back in the game. It just kind of snowballed from us.
Second day kind of sound like it's North Central Missouri College, one that kind of got away from you.
Yeah, it was. You know, you're up at halftime and not playing very well, to be honest, in the first half. And then coming out in the second half, really focused and running our stuff and executing everything, and kind of started to pull away, you know, getting double-digit leads there. And then they went to that zone, and we just kind of got stagnant against it, didn't make some shots. But, you know, I was the part that I was really, I guess, disappointed in the North Central Missouri game was just our defense. We weren't very good defensively at all. And letting guys get to the paint and split us in our gaps and finishing around the rim, and some guys, you know, to them, you know, stepped up and made some shots, especially some shooters that, you know, weren't making a lot of shots throughout the year for them. They stepped up and made some plays. But we just couldn't get stops, and so I know the zone kind of took us a little bit out of our rhythm. But at the end of the day, you know, you built up a 10-point lead, you get stops, and you continue to score the basketball kind of like what we were. You'll win that game, and so I was just really disappointed in where we're at defensively that game and rebound the basketball. We just again another one that just we just didn't play well, and it was just a tough weekend for us.
You play against that second day against what maybe the against Dodge and teams like that. That kind of effort, you probably win the game, don't you?
I think so. You know, I think so, and especially that second night. You know, we were going to have to play a pretty perfect game against Indian Hills to beat those guys, just with how they are playing. And, you know, like I said, you know, basketball is all about matchups and style of the play and stuff like that, you know, because, you know, people can come back and be like, well, Indian Hills lost to, you know, Northeastern Oklahoma A&M, who got beat by 20 to Casper the night before. But the Northeastern runs a zone the entire time. They're long, and so, like, it's just about different matchups. You know, Indian Hills, you know, can shoot the basketball, but, you know, I guess a long zone is just a little bit different. So I would have liked to see us come out with a little bit more, I guess, juice and focus in both games, kind of like what we were doing the previous two. You know, you come out like we did against Dodge City, as far as executing a game plan and being pretty tough and not letting guys split us into our gaps. Same thing against Barton in the first half for the most part. And you think that if you have that same type of focus, you're probably coming away with at least, you know, one win over the weekend. But it didn't happen, and we have stuff to figure out and stuff to work on, and obviously as a basketball program, need to continue to build some trust, because I see some fans on the court that doesn't look like we're all on the same page with some stuff, and we got to figure that out quick.
Right back at it, Coach, on the road for three more games. Central Community College, one you think, you hope you'll get one on Tuesday night.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, and it's one of those games where, like, you got three ranked teams again that you're playing. You know, and Central's playing good, really good basketball right now. You know, they're 6-1 on the year. They're nationally ranked. Coach Ristorf does a great job with his teams over at Central. They're going to be disciplined. They're going to play their style, and like, it's not one of those things where you can just show up and win. And I feel like our team thinks that just because we play well some days that we're just going to show up and it's going to happen again. And that's not the case. This is college basketball, and anyone can beat anybody on any given night. And so if you're not ready to play, and if you're not mentally focused and executing what you want to do, you're going to get beat. And I think we have enough talent to where if we're really focused and locked in, we can win a lot of games. But at the same time, if you're not, it doesn't matter how talented you are. You got to be able to execute game plan, because everyone's watching film and everyone's talented that you're going to play. So very few games can you really just show up and win a game. And so we're going to have some focus and some discipline against a tough Central team, especially on the road. Anyone that's played college basketball knows winning games on the road is really tough to do. And it takes a special, you know, game of focus and toughness to be able to get those things out.